We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Okay, I just retweeted this. Our dear friend, my dear friend, Kenny Wallace, was on the Kiss Cam at Busch Stadium today. And what's awesome about
it,
Sue,
it's
awesome anyway, but Kenny takes his hat off when he realizes he's on the big screen. And he does, you know, kind of does his hair. He leans over and he kisses Kim. And it's just adorable.
Yes,
took his
it
glasses
is.
Off, so we love Kenny Wallace so much. And then this is just a moment that I had a few minutes ago in the building. We have a great father-son. That's not right. Husband-wife team that does the custodian work.
They're
here.
Fantastic.
Fletcher and William. And Fletcher says to me, "Hey, aren't you the guy with the T-shirts?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm one of the guys with the T-shirts." And I said, "What size are you?" He goes, "Large." And Wilma says, "You ain't no large." So I think she tried to, you know, he might need an extra large, but I'm going to try to find him a T-shirt. Hey, we are joined by George Rosenthal, one of the owners of ThrottleNet, fine sponsor here on 97.1 FM Talk. We had some tech issues that we thought we would talk to him about. In particular, there's a story about Elon Musk and Australia, and we can talk about TikTok. George, how are you this afternoon?
Very good, very good. Thanks so much for having me back on.
Do you have a way to, I saw this story about Elon Musk, and this is a little in the weeds, but I think it's interesting from a free speech and, you know, free internet content perspective. He doesn't like, Elon does not like an order from Australia to remove a video of a stabbing of a religious leader. And, you know, they want to shut down some of these videos. Elon believes in more information, but I guess this has gotten pretty nasty over there, right?
It really has. And honestly, this is the kind of thing where I'm normally on the Elon Musk side, and this one I'm kind of not.
I'm curious about that.
I'm really not. This is a video that a 16-year-old terrorist walked up to a bishop live streaming on April 15th and stabbed him multiple times. This video was then put out all over Meta, Google, you name it, YouTube, and X, of course. And the government of Australia said, "Look, this is an act of violence. You need to take this down." And I get where Elon's going, is he's trying to say, "I want open free speech and I want the internet to be available for all walks of speech." But in this case, this isn't really speech. This is a full on violent act. But he had a court order in Australia that forced him to take it down. So what he did was he geofenced Australia just for the video, and it's still up worldwide. So outside of Australia, you can still watch this video. And to me, that's kind of a little disturbing when I have, you know, I have kids and I don't want them seeing that kind of thing. And on top of that, I don't really think it's good to give these terrorists ongoing publicity so that they can go, you know, favor others to do the same thing.
That's true.
Could you not have, and I don't know how they deal with something. I think they have content advisories on something like that, right? Saying
yes,
that, you know,
yes,
before you press this, of course, that usually inspires people to say, "Yeah, I'm going to look at that."
You got it. That's right. That's the old, remember the language labels they used to put on albums back in the 80s, and everybody then wanted to listen to it. Google, though, thankfully, Google, Meta, they all complied with Australia and took it down. But this sparks a very interesting debate on, can a country control content? So that's something we're going to have to watch ongoing as time goes on, is that can a country say, "All right, the rest of the world can't see this video, and you have to take it down." Mm. So that's definitely something that's going to be an interesting debate as things go along.
Okay.
I mean, here we are dealing with TikTok at the same time.
But the thing that concerns me about Australia, maybe I get your point, but I also get Elon's point. And the thing that concerns me about Australia is I've seen too many things come out of that particular country and, you know, continent to be a little concerned, especially during COVID with some of the things that happened with their lockdowns, et cetera. And then I had this audio from today, Anthony Albanese, who's the prime minister, who's been, you know, tussling with Elon. And he's upset today because there's some memes of him out there and he wants to shut that down. Check this out.
Media. Platforms have a responsibility to make sure that misinformation isn't got out there. I noticed today, for example, on the way up here, they've removed various sites that were up containing fake images of myself superimposed on other people. That's the sort of thing that is going on social media. Social media has a responsibility to do the right thing here.
I don't think so. I'm gonna draw the line there. And then, you know, he comically talks about the media has the responsibility for outing misinformation. Are you kidding me?
Right.
I don't know about Australia.
Right.
The media is primarily responsible for misinformation in this country. So that's what makes me a little nervous just because of where they come from.
Oh, I agree with that completely. I agree with you completely. That whole thing where now you're getting into other countries censoring complete topics, even though it may not have to do with him in other areas. But you're right. During COVID, they were very putting out a lot of content that was on social media that got picked up here and carried out throughout all media. So, that's definitely it's going to be a wild debate. And then what's crazy is you throw artificial intelligence into it. I mean, you notice he mentioned he said a picture that wasn't me. So I'm wondering if it was his likeness and it was artificial intelligence that created an image of him and he's claiming it's not him, because that's going to be a whole different kind of debate that's rapidly gaining momentum.
And George, how do you police that?
Oh, that is going to be I gave a speech to about 200 attorneys and I told them I hate to say this out loud, but the world's going to need more of you. Because we're going to end up in cases where our pictures aren't real, put out on the internet, and it's happening right now. The poor high school girls in New Jersey, they broke up with their boyfriends, and they were put into bad places at a party that never existed, and they had to move schools. So it's getting to a point where to a certain extent, the content you're going to have to look at is artificial intelligence creating that content. As far as making up media stories, I think Elon's right. You're going to need free speech. Like, we need free speech on the internet because that's the only way you're going to figure out what's fake and what isn't when it comes to stories.
Yeah, so then we have the TikTok story, and that's still kind of, you know, he signed it today, right? So what happens?
He did. So as of now, as of today, the clock starts ticking. They have 9 months to sell their company to an American company or any type of European company, or the president has the ability to extend it to 12 months. Now, this is what's interesting. This whole TikTok ban was rolled into the help for Israel and Ukraine money.
Oh, my gosh.
The vote was 79-18 in the Senate, and all of them were voting to fund Ukraine and Israel, and they squeezed TikTok in there. So I thought that was a little wrong, but yeah, I thought that was a little off. But yeah, so they have 9 months to disband from a Chinese organization, or it will be taken off the Google Play and Apple stores. There will be no more TikTok in the United States.
So while I'm not a fan of TikTok and I don't use TikTok, I love libs of TikTok because they're on Twitter. I get annoyed by some of the content, but I understand how popular it is. There is a part of me here, and I don't like the Chinese influence and the, you know, the brainwashing, and we know that that's going on. But there's a part of me here when our federal government gets involved in something like this that I just do not like.
I know. It's a bittersweet thing for me. Look, I mean, the content that they're forcing in China is completely different. It is educational. It is positive. It is affirmations. It is good things that you always see in China. Over here, the algorithm is completely different. The content you see persuades you. They collect all your data. And the Chinese government does have access to all of it. Congress did the investigation. It is 100% true. But yes, you're right. The other side of the coin is I hate when government starts messing around in corporate, in any type of business situation, because now you're influencing capitalism. You're messing with the free marketplace. So it's a conundrum for sure. I mean, on one
and you're trying to protect the country and protect the citizens and the youth of this country from being persuaded and being fed propaganda and being tracked for the rest of their lives by the Communist Party. And on the flip side, you're like, this is just, it's so not good taste in your mouth to force a business to be sold.
Well, okay, here's a question for you. Who's going to buy TikTok?
Well, that's the thing. And who designates that price? Is it the Chinese party?
Ooh, that's a good
because
point.
Who says it? What is it? Is it 50 billion? Is it 100 billion? And if they don't sell, they have to look at, okay, well, what's the ad revenue we would lose? You know, the other side of it I feel bad for is the people that are making money on TikTok as their livelihoods right now. So, yes, there are other platforms, but they're going to have to get all new followers over at Facebook, over at YouTube Shorts, over at X when they start doing short videos. So it's going to be
an interesting transition
for those people. That's not easy. So they're going to have a trouble time. But you're right. It's going to be somebody. I think it's going to be somebody like an Apple, Facebook, or an X that comes in and tries to buy them if the price is right. And who knows if the Communist Party is going to be friendly with that or not.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.